Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They're giving new customers a terrific welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they'll give you £30 in free bets.
Phew, that's a steal of a deal.
It's a good darn deal that'll make you squeal for real. Neil?
My name's not Neil.
I know, but it rhymes.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the football at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in and bet on any football marketing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7-day expiry. Terms and conditions apply. Gamblerware.org.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, December 1st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Bitcoin is back on the defensive. After hitting an intraday trough below $81,000 on November 21st, the cryptocurrency had mostly gained through the end of November. It peaked above $92,500 in morning trading time on Black Friday and then began to sell off on Sunday evening. As of early Monday, it stood at just over $86,000. China's auto market will see bigger competition as demand isn't expected to rise while the government is set to roll back electric vehicle incentives. That's according to a new note from Nomura analysts. They say EV sales growth will likely slow compared with previous years, and more Chinese automakers will seek growth opportunities in the global market to hedge against domestic uncertainties next year. And growth investor Prism Capital has led a $50 million investment in Socon that values the payments company at $300 million. Prism Capital joins Morgan Stanley and former Manchester United star Rio Ferdinand in backing the financial technology provider. Socon charges a percentage fee on transactions done on its platform and has increased annual revenue eightfold since 2022. Its CEO said this year, Socon has supported more than $8 billion in global payments. Clients can send and receive payments in more than 70 currencies and hold balances in 26 currencies. And that's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.